Let's bring in the man who brought in the very cold weather last night, 42 when I left the house this morning. Good morning, Pat.
Well, I hate to tell you this. It's going to be colder this weekend.
What?
I told you that it'll be. Yesterday, Pittsfield was at 36.
Yeah.
So, you know, get used to it. There will be 30s this weekend, but in the meantime, it'll be a sunny, pleasant day if you don't mind the smoke way above us.
Amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. We talked about that yesterday, mid 70s. Tonight, clear and not as cold, 50 to 55. Partly cloudy Thursday, even warmer, mid and upper 70s. Then on Friday could be an early morning shower. If you don't see that, don't blink your eyes because you will miss it. Some sunshine, it'll get breezy in the mid-60s. Saturday and Sunday, sunny and breezy, mid-60s with nighttime temperatures in the upper 30s.
Hey, we have somebody watching us on Facebook Live this morning, Roger Miller from, he's in Goldendale, Washington. I thought it was West Virginia. It's Goldendale, Washington. I don't even know where that is. It's in Washington, it's out west. It's out west. He's watching us on Facebook Live.
And he didn't say how the fires are there?
If he's listening right now, Roger, if you're in Washington State, which I think you are, Goldendale, how are the fires out there? You can give us a little message, and we'll pass it along while Pat's doing the weather. But yeah, you know how significant the fires are when you look at up in our skies and there's an orange haze.
Goldendale, by the way, is to the east of Portland. It's almost in the central part of Washington State, but northern part of Washington State.
Okay, Roger just got back to us. He said he's been inside for 4 days due to the smoke. Yeah, been inside for 4 days due to the smoke.
Yeah. Washington, and that's right. Let me see something. I guess he must be right on the Washington-Oregon border. From what I could see here, it says here it's pretty close to the Yakima Indian Reservation. And it looks like it's south central Washington State or obviously north central Oregon. So right around there. That's where that comes from.
Well, imagine that people complain about being locked up for COVID-19. Well, so now on top of COVID-19, now with your lungs, you've got to stay inside to stay away from the smoke. So your lungs don't get damaged, so you're then more liable to COVID-19. My goodness.
Yep. Really, really, really is something.
Now, what about that hurricane now?
Sally?
Yeah.
She made landfall about an hour ago near Gulf Shores, Alabama.
As a one?
Category two.
Oh, wow.
110 mile per hour winds. So a lot of problems down there. She will then weaken and turn east-northeast, pass through central Georgia, out through South Carolina, keeping all the rain to our south, so we don't have to worry about that. And we'll just have this next cool high building in. Could be interesting, okay? And the reason I say that...
Uh-oh, it's never good when you say that.
Because, you know, the cool high is going to drift across New England. And... one center will go across, like northern Maine. The other center will drop down, let's say, over the southeastern states. So there's a weakness there. Now, yesterday, the Polish model took Hurricane Teddy and hit it into eastern New England on Tuesday, which is the first day of fall. That was the only model doing it.
The Polish model?
The Polish model.
Okay. Okay, go on.
Yeah, it's called the Icon.
Okay.
And now that model backed off today, but the Euro model brings it to eastern New England on Tuesday. So one model backs off. The other model says it's going to hit. You're just going to have to wait and see, because what I don't like is if the high surrounds Hurricane Teddy, there's going to be a weakness in the middle of it that could channel it up toward eastern New England, not necessarily western New England, eastern New England. So it could come close, and that has to be watched. In addition, we have the disturbance that moved off Africa yesterday. That is looking very well formed. I have a feeling that will be Wilfred today. They'll probably christen it Wilfred. And then anything that forms after Wilfred, we go to the Greek alphabet.
Why can't they go to X, Y, and Z?
They don't do it.
Because you could go to Yolanda. Okay. You can go to Zenon for the X and for.
Listen.
For the Z, and then you could X, Y, yeah. So you could do it.
Could they don't? But I mean, after what's his name, Isiasiasa, whatever his name is, why did they leave Z and call it Zorro?
And here you go, the mark of Zorro.
Right, but anyhow, that's they rule the roost there, so we don't get involved in that.
I think they named that hurricane that that unpronounceable name just to get everybody on TV and radio on purpose.
Maybe. And they did.
I don't even mention that name. It's like when I followed baseball and Carl Yastrzemski was playing. See, I can say Carl Yastrzemski talking about it. But then all of a sudden when you start talking about it in the sports context, I couldn't say it. So I always used to call him Yaz. Yaz.
Right. Yeah, well, if you remember, I was calling that storm Izzy and leaving it at that. So, yeah, you're right. But very active season. And the last time it happened was 2005, and we didn't go to the Greek alphabet until mid-October. So here we are in the middle part of September.
And what was the winter like that year? What was the winter like in 2005?
Well, it would have to be 2005 to 2006, right?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'll look it up.
Look it up because see if there's any connection there.
Yeah. Should have done that before I did my long range winter forecast.
Well, I don't know. Your long range forecasts have been pretty good, so you don't change the formula that you're doing.
No.
Anyway.
I don't even. Have you even looked at the fall forecast? Oh, we didn't.
Yes.
We didn't start the fall yet.
Well, no, but if you go to robinhoodradio.com, okay. What I did, I put up on our home page. I do every day with the forecast. I give the long range forecast that you gave for October, November, and December.
Oh, okay.
I do have that up there, and in October, first few days mild, some showers, fair and cool, heavy showers and storms late that week. Second week, bright and nice, showers end of week. Third week, showers start to end the week. Mild, last week mainly dry but chilly, but then things go downhill in November and December.
Right, but in the summer forecast for September,
yeah,
and this is the third week, I said cloudy to partly sunny with some showers. We didn't get the showers, but you may get one or two on Friday. That is about it.
And we didn't know about the smoke, so you're partly sunny is right.
That's right. First day of fall, 9/22. I just said clouds. Okay. Tropics.
Go.
No way long-range forecasting will get this right, but it looks to be very active. Stick to the rules. Blah, blah, blah.
Looks okay. Looks all right.
Thank you very much.
Well, there we go. We've made it through this morning, and now it's just making it through the rest of the day.
That's it. Hopefully, everybody have a nice day. Be safe. And, Marshall, we'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.